You're listening to Muscles, Motherhood, and Motivation. I'm your host, Chloe Puff. So today's topic is metabolism. So I'm going to dive right in and just say I think there's a lot of misconception around metabolism, particularly as it pertains to a woman's metabolism, and especially your metabolism as a woman over 30 and as a postpartum woman. So I really wanted to just dive into this. And really today, the focus is to give you one bite-sized thing that you can take with you. And we're going to be focusing in on one of my favorite super secret, not so secret, tips to a powerful metabolism, which is strength training. So we're going to dive into this, okay? So first of all, just keep in mind that when it comes to your metabolism after 30, I want to start with just kind of unpacking this misconception that things go downhill as you age. So it's not necessarily that your metabolism slows down because you're aging. Your metabolism slows down because as we age, we become less active. We're not as tuned in. We're not as... Basically, what happens is if you are not currently doing the things that you know is required for you to maintain a healthy body, like eating a balanced diet, making sure that you're eating enough, staying hydrated, sleeping well, managing your stress, strength training. If you're not doing the very basics, then it is not surprising that you feel that your metabolism is slowing down, because your metabolism is enhanced by the basic foundations. This is ultimately, and you may have heard me say this before, this is ultimately what I call getting your shit together, which is your sleep, your stress, your hormones, your intake, which is your food, your training, and the timeline. Now, there's a number of factors that impact metabolism, like all of those things that I just listed, plus your genetics, your gender, your family history. Like, there's just a lot at play. But I really just want to talk about this in the scope of strength training specifically, because muscle loss can be something that actually contributes to what we would call a slower metabolism. So if you want to be a fat burning machine in your 30s and beyond, what's really important to understand here is, in addition to getting your shit together, right, one thing that we want to focus on is the training aspect. So one thing that is true as we age is that your muscle mass decreases 3 to 5% decade over decade. Now, when we think about muscle and the actual purpose of muscle and how it plays a role in our metabolism, muscle is metabolically active, which means the more muscle that is present in your body, the more muscle mass that you have, the more efficiently your body is going to utilize energy. It's like almost like a furnace, like stoking the fire, right? If you have all of this really efficient tissue in your body that requires lots of calories and energy in order to sustain it, then you're going to be able to eat a lot and still burn more fuel. This is why, also, just to put this into perspective, this is also why athletes or really active people, like, you can see, oh my gosh, they eat so much and they don't gain a single pound. And I just look at a calorie and I feel like I blow up. But the reason that athletes can eat so, so much, the reason that, like, Michael Phelps, for example, was eating like 10,000 calories during his Olympic training is because muscle is so metabolically active, which means muscle requires a lot of energy. So basically, the win-win here is, if you build muscle, then you become a fat-burning machine, which means you get to eat more and still reach your goals. This is why I absolutely love this, and this is why this is such a huge case for strength training. So this really is a sign to start increasing muscle mass so that you can start burning fuel more efficiently. So one thing that's really important to recognize, that on the flip side with burning muscle, think of it this way, on the opposite, if you don't have a lot of muscle mass, if you're not strength training, which keep in mind, if you are active at all, if you are on your health journey and like anything is what you'll take right now, like if I can move 5 minutes, I'm lucky. Brilliant. Keep with that, because that's actually really important. Ultimately, if you can get some strength training in, this is going to help you. But one thing I want to think about on the flip side is when muscle mass decreases, What essentially is happening is your body actually needs less calories to maintain itself, which contributes to that lower metabolic rate. So if we were to think about muscle tissue as like, you know, when you're charging your phone, you can either choose the regular charger or the lightning charger that can charge your phone in like very minimal time, right? The difference between having muscle mass is being able to like juice up and use that fuel really quickly versus at a regular pace. So the more muscle you have, the more supercharged your metabolism is. I'm hoping that that makes sense. So it's really important to think about really like not being afraid of lifting weights and gaining muscle mass for that reason alone. Now, I'm going to tell you too, in terms of actually burning fat in your 30s, I really do want to keep the focus on strength training. But again, one thing that's going to help you paired with strength training so that you can boost your metabolism is really focusing on actually making sure that you're fueling that furnace adequately, right? So if you're going to be moving more, lifting weights, and building muscle, in order to build muscle, you have to give it fuel, which is why it is really hard to get bulky without eating tons and tons and tons of calories, tons of energy, right? So there's a difference between the way that a bodybuilder would eat versus the way that, you know, someone like me who is not a bodybuilder would eat but still wants to gain muscle mass. So what I really want you to focus on, the tip that's going to help you the most, pairing your strength training with adequate fuel, more specifically, I want you to focus on protein, okay? Now, there's so much talk about protein, which makes me really happy because what's exciting to me is looking at social media and going, oh, good. More people are now realizing that protein is not a man's macro, that we all need this, especially for our metabolism, not just for muscle growth, but just the role that protein actually plays in our body really does support metabolism. So this is kind of a little bonus tip here. If you want to gain that muscle mass in order to fuel that furnace, supercharge your metabolism because you have all this muscle tissue that's utilizing all the calories you're putting in your body, you have to feed that muscle. What do we feed it? We feed it protein. So I always suggest, like, when you build your plate, I use the hand portioning method with my clients. So what that would look like is you want a palm-sized portion, size and thickness of protein at every meal. And if you can ensure that, and that was literally the only macronutrient that you focused on, you'd be in a good way. You'd be off to a great start. So focusing on that palm-sized portion, and then just making sure also, like I said, I cannot reiterate this enough, if you don't give your body fuel, here is what happens. Here's the opposite, actually, before I kind of break down hand portioning. The opposite that happens, if you end up under eating, because you think if I eat less calories, that's less energy that's going to be turned into fat in my body, right? But the opposite is actually true. When you're strength training, you need fuel, right? So what happens on the opposite is if you are restricting calories, whether that's intentionally or you are unintentionally under fueling your body, which I'm going to share the hand portioning method, even though I know you've probably heard me say it 1,000 times, I'm going to go over it again because it's such a helpful tool. If you're under fueling, your body essentially goes into low power mode. I want you to think about this like if it's, it just reminds me of my dad, okay? So it's winter time, the house is cold, but we're not trying to rack up the heating bill, so we turn down the thermostat so the heater doesn't have to work so hard. We're conserving energy, right? But what that does is it tricks your body. If the thermostat is our body, if we dial down the amount of energy that we're giving it by dialing down those calories, we're underfeeding ourselves. It's going to take a long time for that furnace to warm back up when you actually do start feeding it. It's not going to run as efficiently. The actual mechanism that is happening in our body, this is a survival adaptation, actually, that when our body senses that it's starving, it freaks out and it goes, oh my gosh, I got a slow way down to conserve all my energy. Especially if you're adding more movement and strength training to the mix, your body is like, oh my gosh, we're running from a bear. I need to conserve all of my energy. So I'm going to slow down the rate at which I burn fat so that I can keep that fat to protect your vital organs. So this is where we really get in kind of a sticky area, because a lot of us have been taught to eat less and move more, and there's just so much more to the equation. So going back to that hand portioning method, one, I do want you to prioritize protein, so a palm-sized serving. Carbs you need for energy, right? So I want you to have a cupped handful of carbs to fuel your movement. Then you're gonna have a fist-sized serving of vegetables or produce, right? So ideally some leafy greens, something that's colorful in there. And then if you wanna add some fruits too, that's fine. But a fist size of produce. And the last is healthy fats. And we need that also for our metabolism, for our organ and our hormone health, and also just to stay full and satisfied, to stave away cravings. And that's a thumb size amount. So if you can use that basic portioning method for carbs, protein, fat, and vegetables, that's going to be a really easy way to make sure that if you are literally using that to measure your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then about a half a serving for snacks one, and if you do a second snack, snack two as well, then you're going to be on a great track, especially if you're adding in more movement and strength training to start boosting your metabolism. Now, realistically, when it comes to the timeline that this takes in order to boost your metabolism, if you were to be consistent with these habits, you're eating more, you're sleeping well, you're eating protein, you're lifting weights, and you're moving your body on a regular basis, 6 to 12 weeks is really just the jumping off point of where your metabolism is like kicking into high gear. Essentially, this would be like, like if my dad finally said, hey, we're going to crank up the heat again because it's a cold winter, right? So it's going to take a little while to heat up, but I promise you, you'll get there. You just need to continue to lift those weights, not only to burn fat, but also, like I said, muscle loss happens at a rate of 3 to 5% a decade. And it can feel a lot harder to build as you age if you're not doing it now. So I highly recommend, honestly, just adding strength training in because really, not only does it help you burn fat, but like I said, it helps you train for your old lady body, which is important, right? Because everybody wants to feel like J-Lo in their 50s. So on that note, I hope that this was helpful, insightful. I hope this gives you a better idea of the importance of strength training specifically, and then also just a little bit more about how our metabolism works, because there is a lot of talk out there. Just some little takeaways, like some side notes, things that maybe to be a little bit more aware of, a little wary of, red flag maybe, is hearing things like, you know, saying sluggish metabolism or reboot, or that you can reset your metabolism. It's not necessarily like that. I think these are a lot of buzzwords that are used in marketing. Ultimately, just keep in mind that it is a myth that your metabolism slows down or that it can't be fixed because age is the culprit. Well, it really comes down to the foundational stuff, like I said, getting your shit together. So anything that promises like a reset of your metabolism because of a product or a quick fix in a short amount of time, just be really wary that often anything that relates to a short time period is gonna have long-term repercussions at some point, especially as it pertains to your metabolism. Also keep in mind that the way that men and women are researched for everything from fat loss to general fitness, strength training, everything, make sure that one, if you are looking this stuff up, that it is from a reputable resource and not just from another coach on the internet. And I say coach in air quotes because there's a lot of misinformation floating out there. And secondly, that the research that you're actually looking at is based on a woman's body. And what you're going to find, what I have found in my years of being a fitness professional, is that the women's research is very scarce, especially in comparison to men's research. So we still have a long way to go scientifically in terms of like evidence-based, whatever, evidence supporting, you know, these changes, but just be really aware that you're also not doing something for your metabolism that was actually intended for men. So that would be even like fasting, for example. I have a lot of opinions on that. We're not going to talk about that today, but just keep in mind, you do the basics and you're really going to set yourself up for success with your metabolism. So this is actually one of the things that I talk about and coach on in my Shine program. So Shine is a 12-week private coaching program, and this is literally meant to help you set up these fitness foundations so that you can have a healthy metabolism, you can feel strong enough to be able to, you know, be an old lady and still be playing with your grandkids, and right now, being able to have the energy to keep up with your kids at this age. Not only that, but really just teaching you the basic foundations of metabolism, nutrition, fitness, and also let's talk about the mindset stuff, okay? Because I know that that mental aspect of feeling overwhelmed and confused or feeling like we have to do stuff a certain way in order to get results, that can really get in the way of our actual results. So the whole goal of this program is to help you feel strong, energized, to burn fat, to be able to lose 1 to 3 pounds safely each week, and to really set you up for a lifetime of success. What I teach in this program is everything that you'll need to know to maintain your strong mom bod through the rest of your life. If you're curious about learning a little bit more about that program, it is enrolling now. So you can just DM me the word shine on Instagram at Chloe Puff Training, and I will happily give you the details for that program. Just some insight on how we do this. It really is so much more than just like, here's a meal plan, here's a strength training plan, boom, you're good to go. I do a lot of deep dives, talks like this really to help you understand why you're doing what you're doing, how to do it well, and how to maintain these skills and tools so you're not feeling like you're stuck in a restrictive sort of like, you have to do it this way or it's not going to work type of thing for the rest of your life. My goal is to help you ditch the scale, ditch your diets, be able to ditch all of this fat burning BS and be able to actually set yourself up for success down the road by really just doing the basics. It's far more simple than I think so many of us are led to believe, but it's not easy. And that is why I created an entire program to help you make this easy for yourself. So on that note, if you want to hear a little bit more about Shine, you can DM me the word Shine on Instagram at Chloe Puff Training. And as always, be bold, be fit.